Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, nutritionist, chief scientific officer at Invite Health. And there is a supplement that is becoming extremely, extremely useful. It's called Biocurcumin 5-Loxin. Now, this is really a joint health formula, but it's also something that's been shown again and again to help protect the colon and the digestive tract, and it's also something that's been shown to help protect the brain. In fact, that's why I'm using it. There's quite a few studies now using the ingredients in Biocurcumin and 5-Loxin for brain health. And just a quick overview, what are these two substances? And they're really a joint health product. That's what they're for, joint comfort, joint flexibility. Biocurcumin is the best of the ingredients in turmeric. Turmeric, or curcuma longa, is the curry plant. It's the curry herb, the curry spice. It's in the ginger family. And it has a whole host of ingredients. It has all of these essential oils and wonderful, wonderful substances called curcuminoids. Now, normally companies take just one or two of those and they put them together and say, hey, this is what it is. No, that's not how the plant actually exists. There's a whole bunch of these things. The problem is it's been used successfully in human clinical trials. That's not a problem. It's been very healthy for people, very, very beneficial. It's helped cure a lot of conditions. The problem is, and here's the problem, it's hard to absorb and you have to take it frequently. It doesn't last in the human body. So now Baylor University and some other research institutions have proven there's been a remedy to that. Scientists from Layla Labs have made a new curcumin. Curcumin is the herb, the spice that gives curry its flavor and its brownish yellowish color. And it's the reason why, it's a major reason why curry is so unbelievably protective. But the plant is hard to absorb. So they were giving people in these human clinical trials a half a teaspoon of curcumin every 4 hours. So there was poor compliance. A lot of people were dropping out of studies. They didn't want to put up with that. It was too much for them. Layla Labs has made this new form. Baylor has studied it in depth, quite a few studies. In fact, it's been used in many human clinical trials that have been published in medical journals, that it's so well absorbed, you get 8 or 10 times higher blood levels and organ levels of the ingredients. And it lasts much longer. It lasts 8 to 12 hours. So now instead of taking a half a teaspoon every 4 hours, you could take one or two capsules twice a day and get really great results. So there's been a number of studies now using biocurcumin for the brain. And here's the reason why I picked out this formula for today. Dementia does not run in my family. It doesn't. But yet, I really value my brain power. So I take 2 capsules a day to protect my brain. I also want to protect my colon. My grandmother, Mariah Seagrave, died from a colon cancer. And so did my Uncle Jack, her son. And so I want to help prevent that. And this stuff is really very protective for the colon. But I also want to protect my brain. So the reason I put on special today, I had a nice client come in to see me. All my clients are nice. But this lady's been in contact with me by email for a while now. And she said, hey, my son's coming into town. My son is a college athlete, and he has a weight issue. You know what it is? He's a really big, strong, massive guy. And in these teams, they want them to run. And when you weigh 250 pounds of muscle and you're a big guy, running a mile and a half in 10 minutes could put a lot of stress in your knees. So they want to prevent that from happening. So that was a different issue. We're not talking about that here. But I turn around to him and I said, have you had concussions? And, you know, I'm not giving any names. I'm not giving any addresses. I'm not giving any schools. I'm not even giving the sport here. This is completely anonymous. The answer was yes. I had one major, couple of minor concussions. I said, well, I'm concerned about that. I said, I myself have had a concussion. I said, I'm concerned that there's residual damage and inflammation that is long-term from concussions, and that the bad effects of that are magnified, multiplied when you have additional concussions, even if they're minor. So I said, please, just to protect your brain from any ill results later in life, take 2 biocurcumin now for 1 year. Every morning with your breakfast, take biocurcumin, 2 capsules with breakfast for a year. I said, because at least this way, if there's inflammation in the brain, the biocurcumin can get to it. Biocurcumin is accepted by the brain. Not a lot of antioxidants are. And it gets deep into the brain, and if there's inflammation, this can occur after a concussion or any kind of brain injury. But it also occurs in people with, like, Alzheimer's disease and Lou Gehrig's disease and Parkinson's, etc. Biocurcumin is great for inflammation and as an antioxidant in the brain. So I would rather have this guy do this for years, but I said, listen, 1 year, please, just 1 year. Let's protect your brain. Let's allow it to heal. So here's a study, actually, of depressive patients. Now, these patients had major depressive disorder, 60 patients. They gave them generic Prozac, or they gave them the Invite biocurcumin, or they gave them both. And they all worked. This is from Baylor University Medical Center down in Dallas, Texas, and the gastrointestinal cancer research lab down in Baylor University in Dallas. So these patients with major depressive disorder, they gave them either generic, this is a brand new study, it just came out. They gave them either generic Prozac, which is called fluoxetine, or they gave them the Invite biocurcumin, or they gave them both. And they had an excellent result. They found that if they mixed biocurcumin with the Prozac, generic Prozac, 78% of the patients with major depression responded very well, and very quickly, I might say. They said this because they said it worked because the biocurcumin addresses the inflammation and the free radical damage. It's an antioxidant. It addresses the anti-inflammatory effect that the drugs do not have. There's always inflammation in these kind of conditions. If they used the Prozac by itself, generic Prozac, 65% of the patients responded. If they used the Invite biocurcumin, 63% responded. So we know it has an impact on brain health and inflammation in the brain. Inflammation is part and parcel of depression, and you should always look at that, I believe, when a doctor treats depression. But here's a second one. There was a study done on Alzheimer's patients with the Invite biocurcumin. It was a half-year study, and they found that the biocurcumin was getting the bad Alzheimer's protein, A-beta protein, out of the brain of the Alzheimer's patients. So now Dr. Ralph Martins, he's actually the discoverer of beta-amyloid protein. Beta-amyloid is a protein that congeals in the brain of Alzheimer's patients and gunks up their brain. Like if dirt builds up in your car engine, the car engine sputters and it starts to lose power. Well, this is what happens in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. It's one of the things. So Dr. Marin said, listen, Martins, he's the head of a huge Alzheimer's Research Institute at Edith Cowan University in Australia. He picked biocurcumin because human clinical trials show that it's safe, that it's well-absorbed, that it gets into the brain, that it works. There's already been studies on Alzheimer's patients with it. And in animals with an Alzheimer's type of problem, it actually triggers healing in their brain. So that's the deal with the biocurcumin. And it is very useful for brain health. Now, there's another ingredient in there called 5-loxin. 5-loxin is the best of the best of the frankincense plant. There's ingredients in frankincense plants called boswellic acids, and these really help with inflammation in the colon. In fact, it's been compared to mesalamine and sulfasalazine, 2 drugs used for Crohn's disease and colitis, these horrible diseases of the intestines, and it's worked well. And in fact, the biocurcumin was used for ulcerative proctitis, Columbia University, and it worked for inflammation. Ford Health Institute in Detroit says, hey, these things help prevent polyps from occurring. In fact, they did this wonderful study with these ingredients because these things are very protective in the colon. We just spoke about the brain, also the colon. I use these all the time when people come in with ulcerative colitis, collagenous colitis, Crohn's disease, these terrible, painful diseases of the colon, and we get good results. And proctitis. But they took smokers. Smokers are prone to colon cancer because the very cells that create mucus in their colon go bad. In fact, when we come back, I'll have to talk about that. We're going to our first break. The free gift today, if you qualify, is bilberry, Northern European French bilberry. Great for night vision and day vision and tired eyes. It's a great antioxidant in the heart and the arteries. That's the free gift, our bilberry capsules. It's standard, it's pharmaceutical grade. First product on special, Biocurcumin 5-Loxin. Be right back. And here's today's special. Buy two bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up, that's four bottles, and receive today's free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-680-3456. The number for Invite is 800-680-3456. That's 800-680-3456. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at InviteHealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows all at InviteHealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-680-3456. Okay, welcome back to the show. Jerry Hickey, pharmacist, nutritionist, chief scientific officer at Invite Health. We're talking about Biocurcumin 5-Loxin. These two herbal things that are great for joint health, but we've been talking about how they protect the brain. Now we're talking about how they help the digestive tract. And this was in smokers. Smokers are prone to colon cancer. The cells in their intestines that create mucus, the mucus coats the tissues and helps protect them from infection and bacteria and yeasts and from toxins and pollutants and stomach acids. Those cells go bad in smokers, and they have a higher, those cells can transform into colon cancer. They're called aberrant crypt foci. When they took smokers and they gave them curcumin, within a month, within the first month, it got rid of 40% of these precancerous cells. They already had cancerous changes in the cells in their colon. When they gave them curcumin, within the first 4 weeks, it reduced the number of precancerous cells, cells that were already mutating towards the cancer process, by 40%. Here's a different one. This is in people with GERD. GERD is persistent heartburn. And about 30 million Americans are estimated to have GERD, and there's millions of prescriptions written every month to treat GERD. And about 10% of all GERD patients develop Barrett's esophagus. Now, Barrett's esophagus is precancerous changes in the esophagus. The esophagus is the tube from the back of the throat down to the stomach. So in people who have stomach acids backing up into their esophagus, it can damage the cells, and the cells could start to have precancerous changes called Barrett's esophagus. That's about 3 million Americans. Now, out of those 3 million Americans, about 2% can transform into esophageal cancer. Okay, out of the 2 million Americans with Barrett's esophagus, 3 million Americans with Barrett's esophagus, about 2% will transform into esophageal cancer. That's the estimate. That's 60,000 Americans. Okay, so they gave these people, this is Morristown Hospital in the UK. When they gave these people curcumin, within the first week, it dramatically reduced the number of precancerous cells in their esophagus. It gets better. UCLA recently did a study, David Geffen School of Medicine. It's in the Journal of Clinical Cancer Research. And patients with head and neck cancers, when they gave them curcumin, it reduced 9 out of 10 of the cytokines. These are chemicals in the immune system responsible for the growth and spread of the cancer. It did this by blocking a major enzyme in the human body that spurs the growth of the cancer and the spread of the cancer. In animal studies, curcumin has been shown to reduce brain tumor size by 81% in 9 out of 11 studies, Journal of Nutrition Biochemistry. Listen, there's a lot of studies right now. There's studies going on in Israel where they mix curcumin, the biocurcumin, with generic Celebrex for pancreatic cancer patients and for colon cancer patients and for lung cancer patients. The studies will be out shortly. Okay, that's enough on that. Now, I want to get to the major use of biocurcumin. We use it to protect the colon for people with issues. We use it to protect the esophagus. We use it for the brain protection. But the major use is for joint health and joint comfort. Here's a study where they compared biocurcumin, the Invite biocurcumin, and the Boswellia extract, which is 5-Loxin, to Celebrex, generic Celebrex. Generic Celebrex is a COX-2 inhibitor. It treats arthritic pain, but it doesn't cause ulcers. It lacks that tendency to cause ulcers, which is common to the other arthritis-treating drugs. The very recent study, they took patients with painful arthritis of the knee, and they gave them either generic Celebrex, 100 milligrams twice a day, that's a regular dosage, or the biocurcumin with the 5-loxin-type ingredient. It would have been 2 of our capsules twice a day. That would be the dosage. The researchers evaluated the symptoms. Orthopedic doctors performed clinical evaluations to see how good the knee was working. The biocurcumin combo, the biocurcumin 5-loxin combo, gave as good, even better, slightly better, slightly, didn't mean anything, but slightly better pain relief. So it gave real pain relief to these patients with arthritic knees, osteoarthritis in the knee. It improved the distance the patients could walk comfortably, better than the prescription drug, better than generic Celebrex. It gave slightly better pain relief than generic Celebrex. The herbal combination worked as well as the prescription drug for joint stiffness and flexibility. The study was originally presented at the Osteoarthritis Research Symposium, and it's published in the journal Osteoarthritis and Cartilage. So here's another one, backing up what I say. Then I'll read you some of the letters from our clients. Biocurcumin works in patients with painful rheumatoid arthritis. Now, this is Baylor Medical College. That's down in Dallas. They took a big group of patients with rheumatoid arthritis. Now, the difference between the typical arthritis you get in the knee or hip, in rheumatoid arthritis, it can affect scores of joints all at once. I mean, a person with rheumatoid arthritis can have 30 joints that are swollen and damaged, and they can actually lose their mobility and their job. I mean, they're in terrible pain. So they gave them either once again, biocurcumin, or they gave them the drug Voltaren. Voltaren is diclofenac. Actually, they gave generic Voltaren, diclofenac, at a dose of 50 milligrams twice a day. Diclofenac is a very powerful painkiller. For instance, when people get a knee surgery, they often prescribe diclofenac because it is much stronger than many of the other pain-relieving drugs. Like, it's stronger than ibuprofen or Aleve for relieving pain. So here they gave groups of people either the diclofenac or they gave them the biocurcumin, the Invite biocurcumin by itself. It would be like 2 capsules twice a day, that dosage. The pain dropped dramatically in both groups. Swelling was relieved dramatically in both groups. Joint tenderness, joint inflammation, both decreased dramatically in both groups, either the drug or the biocurcumin. It improved their stiffness and their range of motion comparably. Biocurcumin reduced joint pain without toxicity by 45%, where the drug reduced the pain by 42%. So the biocurcumin worked slightly better than the drug. In the patient's own opinion of the quality of the treatment, that's called a VAS assessment, biocurcumin improved their disease by 60%, where the drug only improved their disease by 50%. So there's quite a few studies showing that the biocurcumin and the 5-loxin work very well for joint issues. I'd like to start reading you some of the letters I received from my clients because I think they're really eye-opening. And by the way, biocurcumin has been compared to ibuprofen, where it worked very well. Biocurcumin has been added to ibuprofen and Aleve, where it worked quite well. Biocurcumin's been used in different kinds of arthritis where it worked very well. Same thing goes with the 5-loxin. The 5-loxin's been studied at Case Western University, at Georgetown University down in Washington. The stuff helps reduce joint pain and joint discomfort and improves flexibility and stiffness within the first 5 to 7 days. The stuff's great, and neither one of these are toxic. And when you join them together, when you put them together, they approach inflammation from both directions. So they don't displace it. One of the problems with the drugs is they displace inflammation. It's like jumping from the frying pan into the fire. When you do the biocurcumin 5-loxin, it just helps decrease it, so it's very tolerable. It really gets rid of the problem. Here's Brian in Manhattan. Dear Mr. Hickey, please note that I've had chronic neck and shoulder pain for months. I used ibuprofen, which gave me some relief, but it wore off. I decided to use your biocurcumin 5-loxin exclusively. After 1 week, the pain vanished, but guess what? It never returned. I use the biocurcumin 5-loxin now and then just as a preventative. Thanks for all your good work. So this guy, neck pain, the ibuprofen worked, but it would only work for 4, 5, 6 hours, then the pain would come back. When he did the biocurcumin 5-loxin, he said he got the pain in check, and it stopped coming back. How long was he on it for? I'm not sure. After 1 week, the pain vanished, never came back. 1 week, okay. Here's Vito in Brooklyn. I have a disc problem that gives me lower back pain. Folks, let me tell you what the disc is. The disc is like this gel kind of thing. It's made out of collagen, and it separates your bones and your spine, the vertebrae, and it cushions them. So when the disc herniates, you can have a lot of lower back pain or upper back pain or neck pain. So here's what he writes. I have a disc problem that gives me lower back pain quite frequently. I have tried many other things, but nothing helped until I tried Invite Health's biocurcumin 5-loxin. I used it 2 times per day, 2 capsules. So he was taking 2 capsules in the morning, 2 capsules in the evening with meals. And after 3 days, I got some real relief. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's Fred in East Meadow, Long Island. I was taking ibuprofen 800 milligrams 3 times a day. I'm now taking your biocurcumin 5-loxin 2 times a day. Virtually no pain. It resolved my knee pain. My knee joint pain is gone, and my lower back pain. Here's Flo, someplace. I'm not quite sure where she lives. I just wanted to let you know that I've been using your biocurcumin 5-loxin, and my Baker's cyst doesn't bother me anymore. The back of my knee used to feel swollen, but not anymore. In less than a month, your product did wonders for me. A Baker's cyst is when fluids are leaking out of a damaged knee, and they collect in the back of the knee, and they cause stiffness and pain and tenderness. And this got rid of it. Here's a knee pain problem. Kathleen in Forest Hills. My family and I love to cook and bake fresh and delicious foods. Taking care of our health is one of optimal importance. So when a year of pain and discomfort at best became a regular daily experience in my knees, I became very concerned. So both of her knees, the joints in both of her knees, I became very concerned. Adjusting the diet and supplements didn't provide much relief. After listening to one of Invite Radio segments, I heard about a product that was new to me at the time, but now is a part of my daily routine. It's called Biocurcumin 5-Loxin. For me, the results were dramatic. Swelling down around my knees improved. Flexibility in the knee joints restored. And most of all, pain isn't there. I noticed a difference in 2 days, and with continual usage, well, let's just say I don't think about how to walk, bend, or get up from a sitting position. But what I love the best is that this product restored my quality of life. That's what it's all about, folks, quality of life. Biocurcumin 5-Loxin, if you have arthritis of the knee or arthritis of the hips, if you have a backache, neck pain, your rotator cuff in your shoulder, this stuff is dramatic. Some people 1 capsule 2 times a day, some people 2 capsules 2 times a day with meals. Speak to my nutritionist. You know, we're going to a break. We have stores all over, and we have nutritionists, we have naturopathic physicians, dietitians, clinical nutritionists, doctors of oriental medicine in these stores. I'm a pharmacist nutritionist. Go to the stores and you can speak to these people or call them on the phone. We're going to give you a phone number in a minute. And you can get some good advice from these people. But the biocurcumin 5-loxin, if you have arthritis of the knee or the hip or a back problem or a neck problem or shoulder problem, this stuff, the flexibility, you won't feel as stiff when you have a car seat or out of your chair or out of bed in the morning. You'll be more flexible, better range of motion. It'll be easier, more comfortable to walk upstairs and downstairs. You just do a lot better. The free gift, if you qualify, is our bilberry capsule for northern France. It's really safe. It's very good for night vision and day vision and tired eyes. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. And here's today's special. Buy 2 bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up, that's 4 bottles, and receive today's free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-680-3456. The number for Invite is 800-680-3456. That's 800-680-3456. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at InviteHealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows, all at InviteHealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-680-3456. Okay, welcome back to the show. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey. By the way, we have stores all over the place. Great stores, great supplements. We use very high-quality ingredients. We use very advanced technology. We're certified for good manufacturing practices, which means we know how to accurately measure the ingredients and put them in caps and keep them clean and keep them fresh and store them properly. We're registered as a manufacturer with the FDA. But we don't just stop there and we don't just end at the radio. We have a website, InviteHealth.com. We have stores. We have a store in Paramus, New Jersey, in the Garden State Plaza Mall. We have three stores in Manhattan. We have one store in the Georgetown section of Canarsie, Brooklyn. Dr. Patricia Selassie is the director of nutrition there. We have a store in Forest Hills, Queens. Dr. Claire is the director of nutrition there. We have a store in the Bronx. Dr. Claudia Guy is director of nutrition there. We have two stores out in Nassau County. Dr. Millie is the director of nutrition in our Westbury location. And Gail Hannett, who's a master's in nutrition, is director of nutrition in our New Hyde Park location, and Rachel Kushner, naturopathic doctor, co-chairs that. We also have a store down in Boca Raton, Florida, and Dr. Mona Khalil is director of nutrition there. She's a licensed acupuncturist. She's a doctor of oriental medicine. The Boca Raton store has a grand opening special going on. Now, you can call and speak to Dr. Mona from anywhere in the country, but if you want to take advantage of the grand opening special, you have to enter the store. You have to go into the store. So let me give you the phone number for the store in Boca Raton. It's 561-367-8646, 561-367-8646. It's 2621 North Federal Highway, 2621 North Federal Highway. It's in that little mall with VNS Italian Deli, people know that, in Boca Raton, or the dive center. They have a big dive center in there. Ubiquinol is Body Ready CoQ10. The stuff is unbelievable because the more you take of it, it's one of the few supplements that the more you take, the more energy you have. And there's a couple of issues with Ubiquinol. It's a great supplement. The problem is it's natural to the human body, but it drops with age. And when it drops, you get increasingly fatigued. You get weakened. And that fatigue, that poor ability to create energy, leads to frailty, weakness, because you don't have the energy to repair the body and maintain the body. And that frailty, that weakness of the body, can lead to or contribute to the diseases of aging. So it's a real issue. And Ubiquinol is body-ready CoQ10, and this is a big point. Your choice of CoQ10 supplements as you grow older is very important because you can't easily transform regular CoQ10 supplements into Ubiquinol. It's almost a waste of money. You have to take very high doses for it to mean anything. Ubiquinol is body-ready, bioidentical. You swallow it, it goes to work for you. It's great for your heart. It's great for your muscles. It's great for your kidneys. It's great for your gums, your hearing apparatus, your brain, your eyes. It gives them all energy, energy to heal, energy to maintain themselves, energy to get rid of garbage. Because what Ubiquinol does, literally, is allow you to use oxygen for energy and allows you to clear the free radicals out of your cells. It's very impressive. And it's really one of the nutrients that when older people come in and say, listen, I want help, what should I take to stay healthy? It's one of the ones that's really, really key to staying healthy. It's something that's supposed to be in your body that declines with age, and as it declines, you can really feel the effects of it. You can really feel the fatigue setting in. Now, drugs take it out of the body too. Drugs for high blood pressure, drugs for diabetes, the drugs for lowering cholesterol are notorious for lowering Ubiquinol levels. And these people tend to create muscle pains. We'll get into some of the studies on how that gets alleviated. I frequently, when people come in and say, hey, I'm on a statin drug, I'm on Crestor or Lipitor, I'll say you have to be on ubiquinol. You have to counterbalance the depletion. Otherwise, you could get weakened or you could get muscle pain or you could get inflammation. You have to put it back. What's your most important muscle? Your heart. And ubiquinol is key for your heart health. The other thing that prevents you from making ubiquinol is diseases, chronic diseases. The human clinical trials show that if you have heart disease or heart failure or diabetes or kidney or liver disease, you cannot convert CoQ10 into ubiquinol. So you take the CoQ10 or whatever CoQ10 you have remaining in your body, you can't change it into ubiquinol anymore, so you don't get the benefits out of it. So, but this happens to everybody as we age. So what did we do? We use very high technology to make our ubiquinol. For instance, our original ubiquinol. First of all, let me explain something. There's three ubiquinol manufacturers. Two of them are Chinese, and one of them is in Texas. It's a Japanese company that has a plant in Texas that makes our ubiquinol right in Texas. That's why it's studied in so many Texas research institutions. That's why I have so many clients in Texas that use my product. We have a very big following in Texas. Anyway, the original ubiquinol we made is 60 milligrams, and they push the oxygen out of the room. It's made by a robotic arm. Our ubiquinol is made by robotic arms. And we use this vegetable capsule that's been studied. We studied it up at Cornell. We used this Pfizer technology. We studied it at Cornell. It gives really good absorption of the ubiquinol. So our ubiquinol 60 milligrams is magnificent. It's in that tightly packed it's vegetable capsule. There's no heat or saturated fat used to make the product, and it's extremely well absorbed. But we wanted to do even better. Mm-hmm. So we came out with 120 milligram, which is the dosage I take. And we packed it into D-limonene. D-limonene comes out of oranges. Texas Tech University Health Science Center is down in Amarillo, Texas. They have a school of pharmacy. And they wanted to find out, they worked with our manufacturer, Kanika, and our encapsulator down in North Carolina, which is Capsigel. So they worked with our manufacturer down in Texas, which is Kanika, who makes our ubiquinol. And they worked with our encapsulator down in North Carolina, which is Capsigel. See, even our capsules come from America. We don't get the Chinese capsules. We don't know what they're made from. We can't control it. So we get our capsules from the same place the drug companies get their capsules, which is down in North Carolina. So Texas Tech University did a study and found out if you put ubiquinol in D-limonene, D-limonene comes out of oranges, that you break the ubiquinol down to millions of tiny droplets. It becomes nano-sized. It self-nano-emulsifies. So the absorption is even better. Mm-hmm. So we used those capsules from North Carolina. We used the ubiquinol made in Texas, not from the Chinese manufacturers. And in that research from Texas Tech University where itself nano-emulsifies, and you get excellent absorption of the ubiquinol. And not only that, but we wanted to recycle it. One of the reasons people can't make ubiquinol as they grow older or if they're sick, like if they're diabetic, is they lack NADH. NADH is called coenzyme 1. It's in the energy pathways. And NADH has been studied for muscle health in aging people, for memory, for energy in aging people. It's a wonderful antioxidant in the brain and in the nervous system, the central nervous system. NADH is coenzyme 1. It recycles ubiquinol. It recycles CoQ10 back into ubiquinol. So we have the self-nano emulsification by the D-limonene, making it into millions of tiny droplets. So you absorb much, much more. You get much more into your systems, into your heart and your brain and your pancreas and your liver and your kidneys and your muscles. And because the NADH is supplied, something that drops with age, you keep on recycling it. You keep on reforming the ubiquinol. So this is a great formula. You're going to absorb more and it's going to last much longer. This trials of Baylor show that this is the best absorbed ubiquinol, and it lasts much longer in the human body. So let's read some of the studies. They just performed a study on 100 Olympic athletes using the Invite Ubiquinol. Okay, 100 German Olympic athletes using the Invite Ubiquinol, our Ubiquinol. They were training for the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. So over 6 weeks, right before the Olympics, they were going through intense training. They had trainers. So all of them, their power improved. But in half of them, in the 50 given the Ubiquinol, their physical performance excelled. There was a big, significant difference. Now, when you look at the finish time in Olympic athletes, like the runners and the swimmers, it's like a millionth of a second. This could be the difference between getting a gold medal and not getting any medal. So Ubiquinol is great for athletes. Now, what about couch potatoes? Here they took a group of healthy volunteers. They took a group of healthy volunteers. They're, once again, they're using our Ubiquinol. But these people were trying to get back into shape. So they gave them high doses because they wanted to do a quick study. It was an 8-day study. Within 8 days, Ubiquinol, it's a state-of-the-art study, Ubiquinol reduced tiredness, reduced the amount of fatigue after exercise, dramatically shortened recovery time in people who weren't fit yet. You know, after exercise, they get aches and pains, and they're sore, and they're fatigued. They weren't fatigued. They weren't getting the aches and pains. They weren't getting the muscle cramping. They were back in their feet much quicker, and they felt less effort when they were working out. This is within 8 days. Recently, now, I told you statin drugs take Ubiquinol out of your body. Statin drugs commonly take Ubiquinol out of your body, and you start to get aches and pains and muscle inflammation. So here's a study from Charles University Teaching Hospital. When they gave patients with statin muscle pain, statin myopathy, when they gave them the Invite Ubiquinol, it reduced muscle pain by 54% within a short time. It reduced muscle pain by 54%, and it improved muscle weakness by 45%. That means they were able to stay on their statin drug. Some people, they get such bad muscle pain, they drop the statin drug, and the statin drug might protect them from a heart attack or heart disease. So they have to stay in the statin drug, but they're miserable because their muscles ache. Taking the statin took away that pain. So here's a different kind of study. This is older athletes, athletes over the age of 50, but they were all on statins. And they found that the statins not only caused muscle pain and inflammation, but it reduced their athletic performance. It was actually affecting their athletic performance. However, if they gave them the Invite Ubiquinol within 6 weeks, their endurance improved rather dramatically. When they restored their Ubiquinol levels, it enhanced their endurance. It took longer time for them to tire. University of Queensland School of Medicine. It got them back in their game. So in other words, older athletes go on statin drugs commonly. This causes muscle inflammation, and it reduces their ability to compete. When they gave them Ubiquinol, it restored their ability to compete. And in a different kind of study, Oh, you know what? We're going to a break. We'll skip the break. No, we're going to a break. I'm sorry. I messed up here on my clock. We're going to a break in a minute. In a different kind of study, in young people who had muscle pain and weak muscles, when they gave them Ubiquinol, it restored their muscle strength and reduced their soreness. These kids had fibromyalgia. So there's a lot of research on Ubiquinol with muscle health. But what about the heart? We're going to a break. Write down the phone number and the website, because you can find out where our stores are in Florida, in Boca Raton, in Paramus, New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, two out in Nassau County, Long Island. You can also call us on the phone, or you could go to our website. You could speak to our naturopathic doctors, our doctors of oriental medicine, our clinical nutritionists, our certified clinical nutritionist. I myself am a pharmacist nutritionist. And you can find out which of these products are good for you. Are Ubiquinol 60 milligram? Our Ubiquinol 120 milligram, which self-nanoemulsifies, that has the NADH added so it'll recycle. And our Biocurcumin 5-Loxin for joint pain are all on special today. The free gift, if you qualify, is our bilberry capsule, Northern European relative of the blueberry. It's also called whortleberry, which is great for night vision and day vision and tired eyes and glare. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy two bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up, that's four bottles, and receive today's free gift. Here's the number, and write it down, because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-680-3456. The number for Invite is 800-680-3456. That's 800-680-3456. 3456. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at InfightHealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows, all at InviteHealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-680-3456. Okay, welcome back to the show. I want to just verbally tell you some of the other studies about ubiquinol. Our ubiquinol has been used in many human clinical trials that have been published in medical journals. We have many medical doctors using it for their patients. We have many, many naturopathic doctors and chiropractors recommending it, coaches. We have a lot of athletes using it. But it's also great for heart disease. There's many, many studies showing that when you give ubiquinol to older people, you keep their heart healthy. You keep them out of danger. You help normalize their blood pressure. In fact, in middle-aged men, when they gave them the Invite ubiquinol, it lowered their bad cholesterol within the first 2 weeks. Within the first 2 weeks, they had a 13% drop in LDL. But it wasn't just a drop in the bad cholesterol. It was the worst of the bad cholesterol. It was the small, dense LDL particles. These are heavier, so they tend to go towards the lining of the arteries. They sink towards the lining of the blood vessels. And they're small, so they kind of fit in any little sore in the blood vessel walls, and they start the heart disease process. The ubiquinol reduced their small, dense LDL particles by 13% within the first 2 weeks, and it was lowering inflammation. In fact, they show in people with heart disease that ubiquinol lowers the type of inflammation that causes hardening of the arteries, and that leads to a heart attack and stroke. Even if you're on a statin drug, you need to be on ubiquinol. It'll help the statin drug reduce inflammation in the heart. It'll protect the heart. The more ubiquinol you have in your heart muscle, God forbid there was a heart attack, the better it's shielded from damage. And the statin drugs themselves lower ubiquinol levels, just like many high blood pressure lowering drugs lower ubiquinol levels. So if you have heart disease or high cholesterol or high blood pressure, you need to be on ubiquinol. In fact, it can help lower elevated blood pressure by a good 5 or 10 points. It really has an impact, so that's great. It doesn't affect normal blood pressure. It helps blood vessels work better and the heart work better, so blood pressure that's elevated can correct itself a little bit. Now, they also took healthy middle-aged men, and they gave them the Invite ubiquinol, and it helped improve their prostate health. Their PSA levels dropped by 33%. PSA is an enzyme inside your prostate cells, and if your prostate becomes infected or inflamed or something bad happens, the cells die and the enzyme escapes, and the doctor will say, oh, your PSA level's up. We have to look at your prostate. When they gave healthy men with healthy prostates the Invite ubiquinol, it improved their prostate health. Their PSA levels dropped an additional 33%. It wasn't elevated, but it normalized even more. So it's ensuring prostate health. Now, beyond that, they've seen that it improves gum health. It helps with diabetic nerve pain, diabetic neuropathy. It helps with kidney health. It's a boost for the kidney function. It helps with hearing loss. Like if you have ringing in the ears, it can help with that. That's called tinnitus. If you bring up ubiquinol levels. And also, it helps with age-related hearing loss, presbycusis. They've shown that in elderly people, when they give them ubiquinol, and they do the audiometry tests, they hear better at a whole bunch of different thresholds, like 1,000 hertz and 3,000 hertz and 8,000 hertz. But there's a lot of reasons to use ubiquinol. But the number one reason is for energy and getting rid of fatigue, regardless of the cause. Anybody who's lacking energy can safely take ubiquinol, and ubiquinol is probably the best answer to fatigue. It's not a stimulant. It's something the body uses to use oxygen for energy. It's supposed to be in you, but a lot of sick people don't have it. People on drugs, they lose it. They can't make it. And elderly people make less and less every year. I'm going to read you a couple of the letters. I think once you hear these letters, you'll understand what I'm talking about with ubiquinol. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for your suggestion to my mom. This is B. I wrote to you that she was given Toprol for the high blood pressure and was getting fatigued. You suggested she take the CoQ10 called ubiquinol. This has helped her so much. Within 2 days, she felt so much better. Thanks for everything. B. Here's Mary in California. Your ubiquinol has really helped me to function better, both mentally and physically. Here's Joe in Houston. Even those around me have been so amazed at the drastic improvement in my health that they want to start taking your ubiquinol themselves. Here's Derek in Rosedale, Queens. He's been on the ubiquinol a week, and he felt compelled to write me a letter. Jerry, after using your ubiquinol less than 1 week, my gums stopped bleeding. When I ran out, I switched to a cheaper brand, and my gums started to bleed again. When I switched back to Invite ubiquinol, my gums again stopped bleeding. Here's Trevor in Houston, Texas. I'm using your ubiquinol. I've noticed a pronounced enhancement to my concentration and my energy levels and my overall well-being. I'm able to get more work done and still have energy left over for my family. Here's Virginia in Fayetteville, North Carolina, who includes her age. I'm 54 years old, and I feel like I'm in my early 40s, and I truly believe this is due to my taking your ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. Here's Edith in Whitestone, Queens. My energy rate for exercise has substantially increased with your ubiquinol. My doctor specifically recommends Invite's products. Here's Melvin in Brooklyn. Your ubiquinol is my favorite product. I've seen my energy level increase tremendously. Yeah, I love this one. This is Roy. He's 91 years old. He's down in Houston. I would tell other golfers that ubiquinol definitely improves your ability to truly enjoy a golf game, even at 91 years old. That's ubiquinol, man. Any issue with the heart, ubiquinol is great. Any issue with the kidneys, ubiquinol can be helpful. You want to work out better, you want to perform better physically, ubiquinol is better in any age group. They've done all kinds of studies with ubiquinol and exercise. But for older people and their health, their cholesterol health, their hearing, their energy, this is an unbelievable formula. So our ubiquinol 60 milligrams on special, and our ubiquinol 120 milligram that self-nanoemulsifies. We get the D-limonene out of oranges we put in there. The research from Texas Tech University Health Science Center shows it breaks it down in millions of small droplets. You absorb much more, and we added the NADH to recycle it. And we had those vegetable capsules we get from North Carolina, that technology, that clean technology that we use for that. So the ubiquinol 60 milligrams on special, and the ubiquinol 120 milligrams that's nano-sized with the NADH. They're both on special. The biocurcumin 5-loxins on special. We spoke about that at the start of the program. That's the stuff that's great if you have a stiff knee or arthritis of the knee, or stiff hip or arthritis of the hip, or you're getting creaking sounds, or if you have neck pain or back pain or shoulder pain. It's fantastic. Flexibility improves, stiffness improves, pain decreases, it's easier to walk. You're not too old to be yourself. You can walk again much better, like you can walk further more comfortably, or you're more steady on your feet going up and down stairs because there's less pain. That's on special too. I strongly recommend it. It's also a great antioxidant in the brain. It's great for the colon, protecting colon. I went through all those studies. Okay. Now, the last thing on special, I don't really have much time to talk about it, but it's a safety net for heavy people. It's called resveratrol, 100 milligram HX. Resveratrol is the stuff in the skin of the red grapes that's so protective, but you get very little in red grapes. So now they do the clinical research using a plant that grows down in Texas and the Carolinas and Florida, New Mexico and Arizona and Missouri and Louisiana and California. It's called Japanese knotweed, Polygonum cuspidatum. It's rich in active resveratrol. So that's where they get it from, because it's commercially viable. And they've shown in people getting a big belly that it helps with their cholesterol levels. It helps with their blood sugar levels. It helps reduce inflammation in their livers. And that's an important point. People don't realize it, but when they gain fat on their belly, that same belly is invading their liver. And it can actually cause liver inflammation. And about 80% of people with a big belly have fatty infiltration of their liver. And it's nasty. It can really cause problems later on. When they gave people resveratrol in conjunction with grapeseed, which is what we have on special, it was getting fat out of their liver and reducing their liver enzymes within a short amount of time. It was reducing their liver enzymes, the ALT. When the fat cell, when your liver cells die, enzymes escape and the blood levels go up. And the doctor will say, oh, your liver enzyme levels are up. It's called ALT. The resveratrol was reducing it in heavy people. It was getting their sugar under control. their cholesterol under control. It's a safety net if you're gaining weight. It's really, really important because your metabolism starts to get screwed up and your sugar goes up, your cholesterol goes up, your blood pressure goes up, you start to develop heart disease, you start to develop inflammation, you're at risk of diabetes, liver damage. And that, of course, all increases the risk of dementia later in life. So the resveratrol was a safety net for them, but they're finding a couple of other things about resveratrol. Resveratrol makes the LDL cholesterol less sticky. It's less like a jelly donut. If it doesn't stick onto your artery walls, it's less of a problem. And it makes the HDL more effective in taking cholesterol away from the heart and, more importantly, acting as an anti-inflammatory in the heart. You know, HDL cholesterol, 80%, 90% of its job is an anti-inflammatory in the arteries of the heart. The resveratrol was mimicking that. But they found one other thing about resveratrol. Resveratrol was doing a natural bypass. It was improving collateral circulation. If you have a buildup of cholesterol plaque in the arteries of the heart, they're not big like other arteries. They're kind of narrow. That stops the flow of blood. When they took resveratrol, it was creating blood vessels around the blockage, like making detours, which means, God forbid, your heart's under stress. It'll continue to get blood and oxygen because of what the resveratrol achieves for it. So our 100-milligram resveratrol, rich in quercetin and grapeseed extract, the things that are found in nature with it that make it work much better. We use that technology from Texas, from Capsugel Pfizer, the vegetable capsules. No oxygen. We check it again and again to make sure it's pure and clean and accurate. I mean, this is what we do with our products. So here's what's on special today. Our 100-milligram resveratrol, and all you need is one a day. That's all you need. One a day resveratrol. It's the one that they think extends how long you live and how long you stay healthy. You know, that's the research out of MIT and Harvard, Dr. Hugh Sinclair in Harvard and Dr. Guaranti at MIT. It, like, extends how long you live. So our resveratrol, 100 milligrams on special. Our ubiquinol for energy. Energy, 120 milligrams with NADH. It's the self-nanoemulsify. And our ubiquinol, 60 milligrams. And our joint solution, biocurcumin 5 loxin for joint health and for arthritic joints and knees and hips. The bilberry's the free gift. Great. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Have a good day. And thank you so much for listening. And here's today's special. Buy two bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up. That's four bottles and receive today's free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-680-3456. The number for invite is 800-680-3456. That's 800-680-3456. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-680-3456. You've been listening to Invite Health Radio, and at Invite, we'll make things better. You can contact Invite 7 days a week and speak with one of our nutritionists or visit our beautiful stores. Simply call Invite at 1-800-680-3456 or go to invitehealth.com.